Boy, social media had a busy week. For our look today, we're going to narrow it to the perils of politicians in the age of the internet. I know that's still a huge category, but we've chosen just a few examples. Mike Barry is head of audience for The Guardian US. And Mike, I know you want to start with a video that went viral this week of Florida Governor Rick Scott. He went into a Starbucks in Gainesville, and he was just shredded by a woman for cuts in funding to women's health clinics. Here's a little.
Rich people like you don't know what to do. When poor people like us need health services, you cut them.
Okay, well, Governor Scott and his entourage made a pretty rapid retreat. And now the woman...
I would too.
Yeah. The woman's been identified in a couple of ways. The Tampa Bay Times says Kara Jennings is a liberal activist and former Lake Worth City Commissioner, implying maybe it was an ambush. The TV station WFTS said she's a stay-at-home mom who works part-time. Your thoughts first on that peril. We don't really know who these people are.
We don't necessarily know who these people are, but in the context of this video, this is a woman sitting in front of her laptop at a Starbucks. And I think it says something really interesting about how the news agenda is being set now. It's being set differently. It's being set by regular people. This woman may be a liberal activist, but she's also a person sitting at her laptop in a local Starbucks. She doesn't necessarily know that Rick Scott's going to go in and have a and try to get a cup of coffee. But it's similar to other incidents we saw this week. Ted Cruz was called a bigot on the streets of New York City, and that was caught on video. Yesterday, Bill Clinton had a very long exchange with Black Lives Matter's protesters at a different event. Regular people are setting the news agenda. And that's not such a surprise in this age, because every news organization worth its salt is going to be trolling social media to see what regular people are seeing that news people may not see. But also, regular people have the ability to distribute the news.
But, you know, this is something we've known for a while now. Do you feel it's gone into some sort of hyper alert now? Or is it just because we're in a campaign season? What do you think's happening?
I really think that if you hone in on the distribution issue, that's where we really see a difference now. There is no need for a news network to pick up this video. There's no need for an article to be written. Somebody can upload this, not even just to YouTube. Instagram just increased its the length of its videos to 60 seconds. Facebook is doing an enormous push into video. And in all of these instances, what they're asking is regular people to start participating in this process of creating content. This is, for lack of a better term, content. It's also very relevant to what's going on right now in the news agenda.
Well, and there was another moment, we talked about it at length, and it showed terrific bravery on the part of Hillary Clinton, not because she got on the New York subway. A lot of us, you know, from New York, it's like we wrote it every day. But because, again, she, of all people, she's been around this block, knows how terribly wrong something like this can go. You know, if the just who knows what happens, you know, your coat gets caught in the door. But here she is greeting fellow subway riders with her entire staff with her on the train.
Hey, nice to see you.
Thank you.
The next president of the United States. Say hello to the next president. Hello. Say hello to the next president.
Okay, that went well. But
that part did.
Well, you have to wonder. I'm so cynical at this point. Did her campaign vet the car, you know, and know exactly who was going to be on it when she got on? I mean, talk about, you know, a roll of the dice. But, you know, people talked about she had trouble with her Metro card. Most people said, who cares? But this, again, is just an illustration of what you're talking about. It can go any way.
It absolutely can. And this is also saying something about how these sort of campaign photo ops are being reconstructed in the social age. A colleague of mine tweeted out a New York Post article where Hillary rode the subway in 1992, and she was talking about how she was trying to get a realistic picture of her being on the subway. In the same way that you had yesterday, she was trying to give like a regular person cue to her personality by riding the subway. But of course, she had trouble swiping her Metro card through.
Oh.
That is absolutely the other side, the dark side of these kinds of things, the gaffes, if you will. We talked a lot in 2012 about Mitt Romney's gaffes. But now the photo op itself is being parsed into these little bite-sized video moments that can absolutely change the narrative of a particular day on the campaign trail.
Yeah, but, you know, I want to challenge whether or not this has anything to do with social media, because we all remember one of the most infamous photos of all, poor Mike Dukakis in a helmet that just looked ridiculous on him when he was riding in a tank. The hope there was that it would show him as being strong on defense. Instead, you know, the helmet didn't fit and it was horrendous. That was one photo. That was something that could have happened 50, 60 years ago. It was one photo. You know, can it, in effect, have the same effect as a social media moment?
Well, I think the speed with which these things can be distributed is just another category entirely than it was 20, 30, 40 years ago. You could see Hillary Clinton trending because of her subway swipes on Twitter yesterday before she was basically off the subway. And that's a real problem for campaigns. They have to think about how they take advantage of that and also how they defend themselves from that situation. Because with every opportunity there is to create a viral moment, the bird landing on Bernie Sanders' podium at a rally, you also have the ability to create one of these oops moments that crystallizes a narrative that's already begun about a specific candidate. And I think that's what we saw in the case of Hillary Clinton yesterday.
Yeah.
Is it fair? No, it's not fair. But it's absolutely the way that politicians have to think and create media in this age.
So we've already seen John Kasich stuffing his face in the Bronx. Ted Cruz made matzah with a lovely family. And we're still over a week from the New York primaries. Mike Barry, head of audience for Guardian US, thanks for helping us take a look at social media.
It was a pleasure being with you.